This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. After traveling back 50 years on a recent episode, today we're exploring everything that was happening in Latin music 40 years ago. This is our episode devoted to the year 1977 and its many musical wonders. Now, Josh, if 1967 was all about the promise of things to come and the wonders of psychedelia and acid salsa, 1977 makes me think of all those promises being fulfilled. In fact, some of our favorite artists released the very best records of their careers in 1977. We have some phenomenal tracks today, especially when it comes to the Brazilian, Afro-Caribbean, and Latin rock genres.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. I think this is a really fun episode, in fact. You know, admittedly, I was only 2 years old in the car seat in 1977, but I love that this episode includes everything, including Latin rock, Latin disco, tropical, bossa nova. There's something for everybody here.
And in fact, all the great Brazilian artists that we love, like Gal Costa and João Gilberto and Gilberto Gil, they released great records in 77. This is the case definitely with Gilberto Gil. He was doing this trilogy of records, all the titles beginning with Re, that syllable. Re Favela is the record that Gilberto Gil released in 1977, and we're gonna listen to this wonderfully dynamic track, Ile Aye.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Ah!
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1977. Yes, just 40 years ago. We just heard Santana and a live version of the track Let the Children Play that appeared on the album Moonflower, which came out, of course, back in 1977. Now, I thought I'd mix things up and take us in a very different direction from the guitar-driven rock of Santana to, of course, Latin disco. You know, disco was still very much in its heyday in the late 70s. And Ernesto, I was just kind of playing around on YouTube and checking out Latin disco from 1977. And this appears to be the highest rated, most popular track among Latin disco connoisseurs of the year 1977. This is, you know, admittedly a fairly obscure song, I would think, to our listeners. It's a track called Span Disco, or, you know, Hispanic Disco. And it's by a group called Love Child's Afro-Cuban Blues Band. I would not call this a very bluesy song. I would call it just a straight-up Latin disco track. Let's take a listen. Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Para que veas la
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to the year 1977 and all the amazing tracks that were released back then. We just heard one of them by Oscar de León, the Venezuelan salsero. In 1977, Oscar had just left the band that made him famous, La Dimensión Latina, one of the biggest orchestras in the history of Venezuelan salsa. La Dimensión Latina, of course, in 1975 had experienced its greatest hit, which remains to this day Oscar's biggest hit, that's Llorarás, actually a self-penned composition. But by 1977, he was a solo artist, and he released his beautiful record called El Oscar de la Salsa, and it included almost every single cut on that album was a hit, including El que siembra su maíz, Longina, Juanita Morel, and the track that we just heard, Siéntate ahí, with some hilarious lyrics, criticism of a woman who left him behind with a baby. But the baby is not as young as it would seem, so Oscar plays with his own lies in the lyrics of that song. Just a great song by Oscar de León. And from Venezuela, we're going to move back to Brazil. In fact, we could have devoted an entire episode to Brazil in 77. Gal Costa, one of the divas of the MPB, Música Popular Brasileira movement, released a record called Caras e Bocas. Not a lot of great hits in that record, but just absolutely essential, all these key album tracks, including the title track, which in fact is a composition by Caetano Veloso and his sister Maria Betania. So here she is, Gal Costa, with the opening track of the album, Caras e Bocas.
Se mostra macia, vermelha. Mas se dessa garganta, das cordas escondidas, desse peito sufocado, desse coração atrapalhado, surge uma nota brilhante de cristal transparente. Vermelha, mas se dessa garganta, das cordas escondidas, desse peito sufocado, desse coração atrapalhado, surge uma nota brilhante de cristal transparente. Cristal transparente. Minha cara invade a
This is the Latin Alternative. We just went to Argentina for some early sort of symphonic Argentinian rock courtesy of Luis Alberto Spinetta, one of the godfathers of the rock en español movement. Back then experiencing one of his creative, the highest moments of his creativity, releasing a record called A 18 Grados del Sol that was very sophisticated. It flirted with fusion, jazz, and progressive rock. And we just heard the opening track of that, Viento del Sur.
And now, Ernesto, I'm going to take us back in a Latin disco direction, and I think listeners may be surprised about this selection. Yes, Charo, the voluptuous model and actress whose heyday was very much in this era, apparently recorded a disco track with a group called the Sol Sol Orchestra, which, Ernesto, I'm going to assume was a group specially assembled for this project. It's a rather wacky track, Coochie Coochie, where she announces that everybody wants some Coochie Coochie, and the song's very much of its time. In fact, she name checks Johnny Carson, the television show host, in this song. And so, you know, I thought this song is very much of its era. There's no need to necessarily ever play the song again on the show. But we're going to listen to Charo and the Sol Sol Orchestra with Coochie Coochie.
Coochie
woman
want the same thing.
Every grandpa and every grandma
want the same thing. Coochie coochie, coochie coochie.
Little boys and little girls.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
bosque lobo,
lluvia fría.
Noche como bosque lobo,
lluvia fría.
¿Quién lo iba a decir? Que sería una noche así, la que tú ibas a elegir para darme tu despedida. Ah, la, 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 la. Noche como bosque lobo,
qué agonía.
Noche como bosque lobo,
qué agonía.
Tengo que seguir habitando por ahí, alejándome de ti. Qué triste la noche mía. Tengo que seguir habitando por ahí, alejándome de ti. Qué triste la noche mía. Noche como bosque lobo y un poquito de
noche
agua fría.
Noche como bosque lobo y un poco de lluvia fría.
Yo traía tremendo casco, tremendo cerebro para ti esta noche, pero me tiraste un baño
noche
de agua fría.
Noche como bosque lobo y un poco de lluvia fría.
Yo tengo una negra
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to a musical journey 40 years back, 1977, all these amazing tracks, and of course La Sonora Ponceña, that Josh is actually my favorite salsa orchestra of all time, and this is a very special record, El Gigante del Sur. It's actually my favorite Sonora Ponceña album. They've released about 50 records, but I think this is absolutely the best. It opens up with Boranda. It has this beautiful sort of ballad with electric piano, Soy Tan Feliz. And the track we just heard, Noche Como Boca el Lobo, really an epic with, I would call this progressive salsa, but it also has some hints of bossa nova, a composition by the brilliant Puerto Rican songwriter, Tite Cureta Alonso, and with the one-of-a-kind vocals of Luigi Tejidor at his absolute apex. This was La Sonora Ponceña. And I guess now it's obligatory to go back to Brazil, right?
Indeed it is, Ernesto, for some bossa nova from João Gilberto, who you reminded me is, of course, the father of the singer Bel Gilberto, who found success in the late 90s and early 2000s with kind of like an electro bossa nova sound. And this is a song that we actually played in our recent 1967 episode, focused on the music a decade prior to the one we're doing today. This is a song called Wave that in our 1967 episode, we played the original by Antonio Carlos Jobim, and today we're going to hear, you could say, a cover of it 10 years later from João Gilberto. Let's take a listen.
Podem ver coisas que só o coração pode entender. Fundamental é mesmo amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. O resto é mar, é tudo que eu não sei contar. São coisas lindas que eu tenho pra te dar. Fundamental é mesmo amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. Da primeira vez era cidade, da segunda ao cais e a eternidade. Agora eu já sei da onda que se ergueu no mar e das estrelas que esquecemos de contar. O amor se deixa surpreender enquanto a noite vem nos envolver. Vou te contar, os olhos já não podem ver coisas que só o coração pode entender. Fundamental é mesmo o amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. O resto é mar, é tudo que eu não sei contar. São coisas lindas que eu tenho pra te dar. Fundamental é mesmo o amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. Da primeira vez era cidade, da segunda ao cais e a eternidade. Agora eu já sei da onda que seguiu no mar e das estrelas que esquecemos de contar. O amor se deixa surpreender enquanto a noite vem nos envolver. Thank you. da primeira vez era a cidade, da segunda ao cais e a eternidade. Agora eu já sei da onda que se ergueu no mar e das estrelas que esquecemos de contar. O amor se deixa surpreender enquanto a noite vem nos envolver.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative, and since we're exploring the year 1977, it's unavoidable that we would bump into the phenomenon of Argentinian prog rock. Yes, Josh, you know how in Argentina quite often the musical novelty arrives just a few years later. So if you think 1975, I would say, was the absolute apex of British prog rock, with all those bands like Yes and Genesis and Emerson, Lake and Palmer releasing their best albums. All that music, of course, arrived safely to the Buenos Aires record shops. And then 2 years later, you saw a number of bands trying to imitate those sounds, only with cheaper keyboards. And until recently, you know, I have to tell you, I had mixed feelings about all those attempts in Argentina and in Mexico and in Colombia to record a sort of the Latino brand of progressive rock. But I have to say, some of those tracks have aged really well. We just heard No Te Dejes Desanimar by La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros. This is, of course, the band that Charly García founded after disbanding his more famous band, Sui Generis, that was just really phenomenal presence for Latin rock. Sort of in the late 70s, 76, 77, Charly García decides to create La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros to play progressive rock. And this was from their second and last album, Películas.
You've been listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1977. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow us on Facebook at the Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. Our podcast edition of the show is now available as a download in the iTunes store by just searching for the Latin Alternative. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, I thought it would be fun to wrap things up today with a song that's about the year 1977. May not be recorded in 77. It was actually, in fact, the year of the birth of the artist who performs the song. I'm talking about the Chilean hip-hop artist Ana Tijoux. This is a song that was featured in Breaking Bad. It's been a pretty popular song. In fact, it was just certified gold in the United States. Let's take a listen, celebrating the year of her birth. This is Ana Tijoux, 1977, or 1977. We'll be back at you again next week. Adios.
Hasta la próxima.
Cuando las serpientes evolucionaron, más rápido que muchos veces. Noten la diferencia entre una serpiente venenosa y otra que no lo es, por las marcas que deja.
1970. Nací un día de junio del año 77, planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente. Signo patente tatuado y en mi frente, que en el vientre de mi madre marcaba el paso siguiente. Nacer llorar sin anestesia en la camilla, mi padre solo dijo es Ana María. Sí, sería el primer llanto que me probaría, que mandó las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña del texto, como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto. Correcto, incorrecto, se aprende todo al respecto. Saber que algunas personas quieren el daño, subir peldaño toma tiempo, toma año. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano, dibujos transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi insistencia un juego que trataba de compartir la solvencia, pero en el patio hicieron la competencia. Fue cuando sentí mi primera impotencia. 1970, 1970, 1970, 1977. No me diga no, que no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. 1977. No me diga no, que no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. Adolescencia fue una etapa bizarra, el cuerpo es batería y la cabeza guitarra. La orquesta narra una tonada quebrada para la mirada de una niña que solo talla espada. Hormona disparada sobre pobladas de información que cambian temporadas, caminas encrucijada. Cada cual en su morada preparaba la carnada, la sagrada diablada de mirada encabronada. Mi fila la verdad nunca buscó su silla, mi búsqueda fue mero proceso de pura pila. Pupila de poeta que marcó nuestra saliva en la cordillera que miraba la salida. La parada militar de paso monótono, colores policromo, los uniformes de poco tono. De tono mi cuestionamiento, la voz hizo no, no. Mi primera rima que sonó y me enroló. Mi búsqueda no fue para mi cosa de escenario, fue algo necesario y que marcaba ya mi fallo. Así que tú hablas más de lo necesario. Fue cuando entendí que todos quieren ser corsario. 1970, 1970, 1970, 1977. No me diga no, que no lo presiento. Que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. 1977. No me diga no, que no lo presiente. Todo lo
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.
Days long gone behind, been wasting most their days in remembrance of ignorance.